Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We all know that exercise is good for us, but this week, a group from the University of South Australia reported that regular physical activity could have a major impact on your chances of having a stroke in later life. The paper, published in the journal Stroke, used data from the REGARDS study, which recruited almost 30,000 people from across the United States. I spoke to first author on the paper, Dr. Michelle McDonnell, to find out more.
So I actually met with the people that are running this trial, and I asked them if they had asked people about their physical activity habits, and they had. And this was a really unique opportunity to ask a large number of people a question about their physical activity habits before they'd had a stroke, and then we just talked to them every 6 months and observe what happened. And so now a number of years has elapsed and a number of those people have gone on to have a stroke, and we can understand a bit more about what they were like before they had the stroke and tease out those people that were physically inactive, they didn't do any vigorous activity at all, and then we categorise those people that have what we would expect to be a normal level of physical activity, which is four times a week exercising at a level to make you sweat a little bit, to get your heart rate up. And we found that those people that were active at least four times a week had a 20% reduction in their risk of stroke in the period that we observed them over. So we think that's quite significant.
Definitely. So how did you get hold of these people? I know you had almost 27,000 in the study. How did you get hold of such a large number of people?
Well, it was an enormous undertaking that they did all the way across the United States. It's really quite amazing. A lot of the interviews are done over the phone, so these participants are very generous to give up their time for the initial assessment, and then every 6 months they get follow-up phone calls. And then they had a group of people in each state across the United States that would go and do the assessment at home. So they would take their blood and measure their blood pressure and all those other things that we know are important for stroke risk as well. But our key thing for this study is that, yes, we know that blood pressure is a big risk factor for stroke, but actually physical activity is the second biggest risk factor for stroke. So we need to understand a little bit more about it. And I think our aim really is to get information out there that you can do something about it if you've got high blood pressure, or maybe you're overweight or have diabetes. There's something more that you can do other than just taking the tablets, and making yourself undertake regular physical activity can actually reduce your risk of stroke even more, which is important because stroke's the leading cause of disability and the second biggest cause of death in Australia. So it's a significant problem to our healthcare industry, and we want really to prevent stroke because we know it's preventable, and we're trying to get the message out there that people can do something about it. And there's been a number of surveys asking people, first of all, if they can name what the risk factors are for stroke, and most people will have an idea about blood pressure, maybe smoking, maybe cholesterol or diabetes. It's as far as they might go. And almost no one understands that physical activity, inactivity, is a risk factor. And the reason it's the second biggest risk factor, because it's so prevalent amongst the population, the numbers in the United States in particular vary from about 30 to 50% of people don't do much physical activity at all. So because there's large numbers of people that are inactive, that then kind of multiplies the risk of stroke because there are so many people that have got that risk factor.
And did you find that physical activity helped for all people, or did it differ between sexes or groups? Was there any variation at all?
In terms of the genders, we did see a bit of a difference there, that there was a really strong effect where men had to exercise four times a week to get the benefit, whereas in women it wasn't quite so strong. And the reason for that, we think, is that there's been some previous studies looking at women only, and they found that more gentle physical activity can be helpful for women. So things like walking, which we actually didn't ask people about. We really only asked them about those sorts of physical activities that cause them to break out into a sweat. So when we looked at those people who said they exercised four or more times a week, those people were different to the other groups in a couple of ways. They had less hypertension, so high blood pressure. They were less likely to be overweight or obese. and they had much less diabetes than the other groups. So we think that that's how physical activity works to improve your health and reduce your risk of stroke. It actually reduces those other risk factors as well. So it kind of multiplies the effect. So you're exercising for your health, but you're also going to improve those other conditions as well and hopefully prevent perhaps developing diabetes later on in life. So there is something about being physically active that's going to make you healthier generally. And people that are more physically active are more likely to have healthier lifestyle choices, I guess. They are less likely to smoke and things like that. So we didn't actually grab a group of people and make them exercise, because that's really hard to do. But we certainly observed people's habits over the years, just what they were naturally doing, that helped us come to this conclusion that those people that were more physically active were much less likely to have a stroke.